Jack. C.S. Lewis and His Times. By George Sayer. The book bears a dedication to all the friends I have made through C.S. Lewis. Foreword. The sustained interest in C.S. Lewis, especially in the United States, and the worldwide sales of his books are not by themselves sufficient justification for another biography when there is a good one by Green and Hooper. But I have been fortunate in having at my disposal materials not available to them. These include the million-word diary kept by C.S. Lewis's brother, Major W.H. Lewis, the material about Joy David Mann collected and presented by Professor Lyle Dorset, the mass of material assiduously collected by Stephen Schofield and published in the Canadian C.S. Lewis Journal, and my own recollections of a relationship that lasted for 29 years. In most of the biographies that I've read, the early years are the most interesting. I have therefore given far more space than Green and Hooper to this part of Lewis's life. I have similarly given more attention to other aspects, such as his early poetry, his relationship with Mrs. Moore, his life as a university teacher, and his life at the Kilns. I've also tried to provide something like a miniature critical commentary on his books, and to guess at which are likely to be still in print and read at the beginning of the 21st century. Note on the primary sources. Much of the material for a biography of C.S. Lewis is easily available to the student. It has been assiduously collected for the...